So I want to speak to Sinn Féin councillor Sandra Duffy, who's available to speak to us in relation to car criminals who are causing havoc in the Gaillimh area and putting local lives in danger. What's the latest from there, Sandra? What have you been facing?
Good morning, Frank. Yes, last night we faced an incident where a number of young people stole a van from outside a family's home. They attempted to take his car, but couldn't get the car, but took his work van instead. The work van contained his tools and everything he needed for his job. They proceeded then to go on a wrecking spree throughout the area, doing wheelies and what have you, donuts or whatever it is, around the area, causing havoc, putting people's lives at risk in the local area with the van, and then crashing it into what is our local shop, causing structural damage to the sidewall. Completely not accessible to the local community. The local community have just had enough of this at this stage, and this man and his family have been left today where he is unable to go to his work.
Yeah, a hard-working, honest, decent man who's been targeted by people who have no contribution whatsoever to make to the life of your city. So what can be done now? What can be done to ensure that those people aren't there causing havoc to your neighbours?
Well, as a local community, we have been working on a number of issues over the last number of months, really, in terms of trying to address some of the anti-community behaviour that we've been facing in the area. We have come together with the neighbourhood policing team. We have come together with community groups. And we've actually brought 10 youth organisations together in the area to look at initiatives, to look at things that we can be doing to give the young people in there alternatives so that they don't need to be engaging in this type of activity for a bit of crack or whatever it is that they think that they're doing. Now, there is a small element who aren't going to engage with us, and we will be calling on the police to address those young people. And if it needs to go through the criminal justice system, that's where it needs to sit. Because this was a criminal act last night, and it has left a family without their work vehicle. It has left them in a situation where maybe the man is not able to earn money now for the next couple of days at least.
What we need to emphasise is a bit like Sean talking about the young people of North Belfast, where the motorbike belonging to the German tourist was burned out last night and the sidecar wrecked as well. He's emphasising, yes, a group of relatively young people have probably done this, but the vast majority are criticising it. The vast majority of young people in North Belfast are salt of the earth. It's the same with Gaillimh. The vast majority of your kids are superb.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Frank. We had a situation where this was going on last night, but we had youth clubs full to the brim throughout the area with young people taking part in crafts, taking part in games nights, taking part in other types of taking part in educational things, taking part in activities that are going to give back to the older people in the community. They were packed to the rafters at our youth organisations last night while this was going on. So absolutely, it's a very, very small element, and we can't allow that small element to hold back and give the young people of our area a bad name, because they're great young people and they are doing fantastic things in the area and doing fantastic things for their families and, you know, and for Derry in general. So we don't want to see that, oh, there's more trouble in Gaillimh and the Gaillimh young people are up to this again. Absolutely it's not. It's a small, I could count them on one hand.
Yeah, it's a sad reflection that those people can ruin it for everyone. Sandra, thank you very much indeed. Sandra Duffy from Sinn Féin in Gaillimh. Two mirror images of what's happening across Northern Ireland. Vandals, small numbers, but vandals who just don't seem to be being properly dealt with by the law.